我哋都谂紧，应该系会六月中或者六月尾咁上下，我哋会停止双语。而家系一个过渡期。I think we're going to discontinue English translation in the middle of June or towards the end of June. Right now is a transitional period. 因为我们很多时候是没有需要英文的人在这里。Because often there is no English speakers here. 今天有几位。Today there are a few. 所以你今天有福。但要给个準備大家就是應該六月尾打後就沒有用雙語。So just want to give everyone a heads up that after June, there will probably discontinue using English as translation. 咁即係俾大家喺中文就係認識到神嘅話語。And so we'll continue with Chinese to share the word.因為我們發現到一年前編牧師差不多一年前離開了，跟著 Kyle 離開，其實我們是沒有辦法做到英文陪同。Because after Pastor Pete left about a year ago and then Kyle, we don't have the ability to have an international or an English speaking church with all the things that are needed. 所以我們有英文崇拜，沒有其他東西，好像對一些聽英文的人是很不公平。And so just having an English worship service with a message without any of the other things that English speakers would need is actually not fair to English speakers. 咁所以我哋希望大家慢慢六月后我哋适应系用翻好似早堂即系用单一系中文。And so after June we'll be like the first service just 100% Chinese.當然如果有短宣隊來有客人講完是講英文就要翻譯。 And of course if there's a visiting pastor who speaks only in English, we have to translate for him. 其實我心裏面想可能慢慢慢慢即是我們需要有普通話翻譯。And actually, I'm thinking maybe we should actually start thinking about changing to have Mandarin translation. 咁啊，因為澳門嘅需要國內更加需要求先唱好多國語歌係咪？Because maybe with the way the future is going and the more and more need for Mandarin speakers, even we sang a number of Mandarin songs just a minute ago. 咁我哋一齊打開聖經，我哋睇詩篇133篇。So let's turn our Bibles to Psalms 133. 詩篇133篇 Psalms 133. 呢個就係一個美好嘅詩篇。This is a wonderful psalm. 係得三節。There's only three verses. 咁係可能好多人係即係好熟悉第一節。And maybe some of you are very familiar with the first verse. 咁啊，喺呢個詩篇就係同我哋琴晚成青團有啲關係嘅。And this psalm actually has a lot in correlation with what we were talking in our young adults fellowship last night. 琴晚我哋成青團講人際關係嘅藝術。And last night we were talking about communication skills and people relationship skills. 咁啊在昨晚一開始的時候講兩個名句的。 And last night as I was sharing, I started off with these two famous quotes. You might know them. 可能我的翻譯呢你要聽英文先聽得明。 And maybe with this one, with my translation in the Chinese, you need to hear the English to understand it. 林肯曾經講過有事可以討好些人，間中可以討好有人，有些人可以時時討好，但你永不能時時討好所有的人。Abraham Lincoln said, actually other people are accused of saying it too, you can blame some people, no, you can please some of the people some of the time, all of the people some of the time,Some of the people, all of the time, but you can never please all of the people all of the time。我觉得是事实，要明白我们人际关系，无论我们做得多好人，实有人不喜欢你，有人喜欢你，有人不喜欢你。It doesn't matter who you are, how great of a person you are, there's always going to be somebody that doesn't like you. There will be those that like you and those that hate you. 无论是怎样都不可以，所有人都是满足。And no matter what you do, you'll never please everybody. 另一个的名句，不知道你有没有听过。Another famous quote, I don't know if you've ever heard it. 我知道你认为你明白你觉得你听到我讲的嘢，但是我不太清楚你是不是真的知道你所听的嘢不是我的意思。I know you think you understand what you thought I said, but I'm not sure you realize that what you heard is not what I meant. 有没有发生过这些事？即是我们讲者有意，听者有心，不是，讲者有心，听者有意，是吗？You know, the person that speaks has one meaning, the person listening has another. 我们是有误会、误解。You know, we have misunderstandings. 我们会在人生的时候，我们会面对很多这些的冲突。And in life, we just face these conflicts. 但在教会里面，我们应该是一大家庭。But in the church, we should be one big family. 在主耶稣里面，我们成为一家人。And in Jesus Christ, we become a family. 我们是要尽量保持合一的心。And we should work to maintain unity. 所以基督徒应该是和睦相处。And so as Christians, we should live together in harmony. 我们彼此相爱。We should love each other. 互相帮助。We should help each other.一齐协力作主工， and we should work together to do the Lord's work. 但是在教会里面没人是免疫的。 But you know, even in church, nobody is immune. 我们个都有同一个问题。 We all face the same problem. 我们有自我。 We have ourself. 我们是自我为中心。And we get self-centered. 我们是有骄傲，有蒙塞。And we get proud and we get stubborn. 所以在教会里面一样有冲突，也都有争执。And so even in the church, there are conflicts and there are difficulties. 基督徒有时都会有意见分歧。And even in Christian circles, we have, find that we have differences of opinion.我们相信耶稣，要试试尽量放低自我。 And as Christians, we need to learn how to put ourselves down, not put ourselves down, I'm sorry, to die to ourselves. 我们要谦卑让神作主。 And we need to humbly let the Lord be in control. 我们要尽量与别人和睦相处。 And we need to work toLive in harmony with other people. 詩篇一百三十三篇是上行之詩的美意的詩篇。And so Psalms 133 is the ascending Psalms. It's the second to the last ascending Psalms. 一共有十五首上行之詩。There are 15 ascending Psalms. 我们已经看过几首。And we've already looked at a few of them. 这个就是美意的意思，就应该是进行着耶路撒冷，差不多到圣殿的梯间。And that means that as they're walking and singing these 15 psalms, as they come to the second to last psalm, they're actually in Jerusalem and they're probably at the steps of the temple. 跟住诗人就喺谂紧喺呢个圣殿嘅时候，大家哇，所有嘅犹太人，所有以色列嘅爱主嘅人，全部聚埋一齐。And so the psalmist is picturing all of Israel, all the Jews coming together right there at the temple to worship.一切为了敬拜主，为献祭，为守节。And so they come together to worship the Lord, to sacrifice and to keep the festival. 是全国一起和睦同居。And the whole country comes together in unity. 所以他是有这个很大的感受。And so the psalmist has this great feeling. 跟住佢诗篇133篇，我读第一节到第三节。And so in Psalms 133 verse 1-3， 看啊，弟兄和睦同居是何等地善，何等地美。Behold how good and pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell together in unity。这好比那贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上，流到胡须，又流到他的衣襟。It is like the precious oil upon the head running down the beard, the beard of Aaron running down on the edge of his garments。又好比黑门的金炉降在锡安山，因为在那里有耶和华所命定的福，就是永远的生命。It is like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forever. 一齐祈祷。Let's pray. 主啊，我哋感谢你。今日我哋睇到呢个诗篇，大兄和睦同居，何等的美！真系我哋多谢你。我哋今日聚集，我相信喺你嘅面前都系一件美事。你见到我哋嘅系敬拜嘅心，我哋爱你嘅心，你都话系美系善。主啊，我哋感谢你，我哋靠你嘅灵今日系向我哋每一个人讲说话。愿你今日系降临喺我哋当中，好似黑门山嘅金炉降临一样。愿意主耶稣你喺我哋当中运行，开晓我哋嘅心，开我哋嘅眼，系激励我哋，系爱你更多，侍奉你更多。我哋感谢主，多谢你听我哋祷告，奉主名求，阿门。啊，呢个第一节就是、弟兄，我谂都系包括姊妹啊。Here in verse 1 it says the brethren, I think it also means the ladies. 我哋可以话信徒、弟兄姊妹和睦同居。是何等的善，何等的美。And so it's the believers in Christ, brothers and sisters, together worshiping, coming in unity, dwelling in unity is pleasant and good. 我们看到神是喜欢我们有合一。You know, the Lord loves it when we're in unity. 基督徒需要保持合一的心。And as Christians, we need to maintain the unity in fellowship. 我们来自不同的地方，有不同的背景，有不同的言语。We come from different places, have different backgrounds, have different languages. 可能有不同的文化。Maybe we have different cultures. 但在耶稣里面我们都是一家人。But in Christ, we are still the one body of Christ. 我们是一相信耶稣，我们加入耶稣的家庭。And as you become a Christian, you then join and enter into the family of God. 在耶稣里边，我们是一起，是弟兄姊妹。And in Christ, we become brothers and sisters in Christ. 但我想澄清，有些人可能不熟教会的术语，就看到误解了。Maybe to clear up for those of some that maybe have never been in the church before, just to make something clear. 你说弟兄和睦同居，不是说即是一男一女未结婚就是和睦同住啊。It's not talking about, you know, it says brothers dwelling in unity. It's not talking about a guy and a girl living together outside of marriage. 这个是讲紧在主里面大家是同一个心，合意为一。What it's talking about is in Christ having unity and fellowship in the bond of Christ. 所以是没分彼此，没纷争，没争执。And so it's not comparing with each other. It's not being in strife, not being in arguing. 奥古斯丁初期教会一个的领袖，他曾经说我们必须求神使我们使人有共同的信仰，也为那些导致分裂的人祈祷，愿他们也接受神的拯救。Augustine in the early church, the great philosopher, he said, we must pray that the Lord would bring us together in the unity of the faith, and that for those who bring about division and strife, we must pray for them that they would receive the salvation of the Lord. 主是想我们合一的心。And the Lord wants us to be in unity. 不要分裂，不要纷争。The Lord doesn't want us to have strife and division. 但是俗语说得对，相见易，同住难。In Chinese they say it's easy to see somebody occasionally, but it's hard to live with them. 你觉不觉得同人家一起住是难？ And do you think it's difficult to live with people?咁喺教会里边一样系相见易，同住难，和睦同居唔容易嘅。And so it's the same in the church. To see somebody occasionally maybe is okay, but to work, live with them in fellowship in the church in the body of Christ, it's not easy. 我哋需要付出。We need to be willing to put effort into it. 我哋需要系舍己。We need to die to ourselves.我们要将自己的老我钉十字架， and we need to crucify ourselves on the cross. 我们有自己的意见，有自己的风格，有自己的执着。当我们碰在一起做的事，就有摩擦，有冲突。You know, we all have our own individual personalities, we've got our way of doing things, we've got our opinions. And you know, when we come together, what happens is we clash, and we have differences. 是有碰撞，有摩擦， and so there's a clashing and there's a rubbing against each other. 如果唔合作就自己做就好简单，但如果同别人合作，一定会有冲突。You know, and if you just do it by yourself, you know, it's easy, you can do it yourself. But when you're working with other people, there is going to be conflict. 同别人合作就会有小争执，又会有挑战。And so working with other people, there are going to be differences of opinion and there are going to be challenges. 因为这样就如果可以和睦同居，就是何等的美，何等的善。And so if you can overcome these differences, work together in unity, that is the beauty and the good of dwelling in unity. 因为要付出爱心，要付出包容，要付出饶恕。Because we have to give out of love, forgiveness, and acceptance. 教会不应该有小圈子，是不是？ You know, there shouldn't be little cliques in the church, right?所以我哋好多时，我哋翻到教会有自己嘅喜欢嘅一班人嘅，我哋系惯咗同佢一齐，中意同佢倾偈。And so you know, we come to church and we have our friends that we like to come and talk with, fellowship with. 跟住我哋翻到嚟见到自己人就好开心。And then we come together and we see our own friends and we're so happy. 跟住有其他人咧，我哋唔识哦。And then there's others we don't know them. 我哋都冇兴趣认识啊。And we don't want to know them. 我哋见到咦，嗰个人系边个？教会咁多唔识嘅人，嘿，匿埋一边。And then we see so many people in the church. Who are those people? I don't know those people. And then we just start getting into a little shell. 教会系应该系啲教人，系因为爱主有呢个合一嘅心，系主动想认识关心新人嘅。And so in the church, you know, the older people who have been around longer, they should have this desire to want to reach out and to love and embrace the new people that come in. 但如果我哋搞到小圈子，搞到即系有自己一班人，咁我哋越来越系复杂。But if we just cause little cliques and just keep together in our own little group,then it gets difficult. 你知道我们教会的使命，我们的意象吗？ Do you know the vision and the purpose of our church? 我们的意象有三方面。Our vision has three points. 第一方面就是得人与得语。And the first point is to win for Christ, win people for Christ. 第二点就是栽培人成为主的门徒。And the second point is to disciple people, those who come to Christ, to build them up to become disciples for the Lord. 第三点就是差遣门徒出去， 得人如得鱼。And the third point is to send out the disciples that have been raised up, send them out to win more disciples, win more people to Christ. 所以得人如得鱼栽培在主里面和差遣出来。So it's to win disciples and to send. 那我们在那这个意象就是继续是认识新人，继续带多人回来，继续建立他在主里面。 And so it's constantly bringing in more people to church, building them up in Christ, and sending them out to bring in more. 所以教会应该时时是越来越多陌生人。 And so the church should have more and more people that you don't know. 那当越来越多人你不认识，你就是应该是有主的心，就是主动关心和他打成一片。And as there's more people that you don't know, it should be your heart to want to get to know them, to befriend them, and to bring them in, build them up in Christ. 如果不是搞小圈子，就是教人新人捞不埋，好像咸淡水就是永远不犯咸水不犯淡水，是不是？河水不犯井水，即是一样。So the well water doesn't get into the river or the ocean or I don't know. 和睦同居需要合一。And to dwell in unity, we need unity. 不要搞小圈子，就是要彼此宽恕，彼此接纳。And so it's to forgive and to accept. 和睦同居是表示是没有纷争。And so living in unity shows that there's no strife.就是要放低自己的执着。That means putting down away the things that you're holding on to. 我们很多时有自己的执着。And so often we have things that we just think are so important. 我们是觉得这些是紧要过一切，所以我们放不低。And we think that what we think is important is so important that we're not willing to let go.跟住，因为我哋揸实，人哋又揸实，跟住砰砰砰砰撞来撞去。And because we're holding on to what we think is important, they're holding on, and then we just get in conflict and bang, 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 hitting each other. 我要求主俾我哋能够放低我哋执着，系有爱心，彼此包容，彼此饶恕。So we need to pray the Lord will give us a heart to let go of the things that we're just holding on to, that we can dwell in unity, in forgiveness, and work together.那我哋教会是一间小教会的。Our church is a small church. 但是虽然是小教会的时候，都有不同的人，有不同的意见。But even though we're a small church, we still have different people with different opinions. 但我哋在这里呢都是回来有一个目标，有同一个原因。But as we come together, we come for one purpose, we come for one reason.是要荣耀主耶稣，认识主耶稣。It's to glorify God, to know Jesus Christ. 我们是一起是受洗，是归入耶稣的名下。And as we get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. 所以我们是有同一个主。And so we have the same Lord. 耶稣是我们的目标，是我们的榜样。Jesus is our goal, and he's also our example.在澳门呢有70-80间华人教会。You know, there are 70-80 churches in Macau, Chinese churches. 我们只不过是其中一间。And we're only just one of these churches. 那么也都要知道我们在自己内部要合一，但是我们使不使跟其他教会都合一？And so we know that we should be in unity within ourselves, but do we need to be unity with other churches? 需不需要? Do we need to? 要的。因为神耶稣的身体不是局限在神光的。Because the body of Christ is not limited to horizon. 神的家就是普世的教会。And so the body of Christ is a universal church. 澳门有很多教会，有浸信会，有宣道会，有宣道堂，有循道卫理会，有路德会，有圣公会，有神召会等等，很多教会的。You know, there's so many different churches in Macau. There's Baptist Church, Methodist Church, Anglican Church, Presbyterian Church. There's the Evangelical Church. There's let's see, what else is there? There's many. There's Assembly of God. There's Foursquare. There's all these different churches. 各都有不同的门派哦。And they all have a different name over their balcony. 但是在主里面都是一家。 But in Christ, we're still one body of Christ.
我们可能有不同的意象，有不同的负担。
Maybe we have different vision and different burdens.
可能有些是强调传统礼仪，有些是强调圣灵。
Maybe some are focusing more on ritual and high church, and others are more focused on the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
有些可能是重视敬拜，有些重视社会工作。
And maybe some are focused on worship, and others are focused on social ministry.
但如果是有同一个主，有同一个圣经，有同一个信仰，都是我们主内一家。
But if they have the same Lord, if they have the same belief, if they follow the same Bible,
they're part of the same body of Christ that we're in.
我们是不应该以为神在某一个地方只有一间教会。
因为神的工作是普世。
And so don't get the attitude that there's only one small place that is God's church. God's church is all.
当然了，东方闪电，全能神教是邪教，那些不属于的。
Of course, Eastern Lightning cult, the Almighty God Church is a cult. That's not part of the body of Christ. Don't be confused.
我们看过那么多前书十二章十二节到十四节。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 to 14.
过唔多前书十二章十二节到十四节。
Here Paul is trying to explain the unity in Christ that we have.
就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多。
For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ.
我们不拘是犹太人，是希腊人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，圣了一个身体，饮于一位圣灵。
For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, we have all been made to drink into one Spirit.
身子原是一个肢体，乃是许多肢体。
For in fact, the body is not one member, but many.
这个话我们听，我们信耶稣，我们加入耶稣的身体。
And this is telling us, as you become a Christian, you are joined in fellowship, in unity with the body of Christ. You become part of the body of Christ.
耶稣有一个身体，但有好多个肢体。
And Jesus, there is one body, but he has many members in his body.
所以你信耶稣，你是成为耶稣的身体的一个肢体。
And so as you become a Christian, you become a member of the body of Christ.
咁可能系手指尾，可能系一个嘅大拇指嘅指甲，可能系一个耳仔。
And maybe you're the baby finger. Maybe you're the fingernail on the big finger. Maybe you're the earlobe.
I don't know. 我哋每一个人系呢个身体嘅一个肢体。
All of us in Christ are members of the body of Christ.
所以肢体是有不同的恩赐，有不同的用处。
So as members of this body, we all have different gifts and different things that God wants us to do.
教会是属于耶稣的大家庭，我们建立在耶稣的身上。
And being the family of God, we're building the body of Christ.
咁我哋咁样就系要学点样去彼此包容，彼此饶恕。
And so because of that, we have to learn how to forgive and how to work together.
圣经讲嘅面铁磨铁啊嘛，两个人碰撞系成语都讲铁磨铁磨成刀系咪
？You know, as iron sharpens iron, you know, and as you sharpen iron, you can sharpen it into a nice blade.
我哋有碰硬邦邦嘅性格同埋硬邦邦嘅性格碰埋一齐会点啊
？And when you get two personalities that are kind of, you know, just aggressive and they get together, what happens? 產生火花，但不是愛的火花。And you get two aggressive personalities together and they rub against each other, you get sparks, but they're not sparks of love. 我們在這樣的火花的時候，我們要學一個的重要的功課。And when we get into the sparks start flying, we need to learn a very important lesson. 就是和而不同。和而不同。And the great lesson is to learn how to be different, living in harmony, or live in harmony even though you're different. 是不是？和而不同，即是说我们虽然有不同的性格，不同的观点，不同的背景，但我们是和平共处。Even though we have different opinions, different ways of doing things, different understanding about things, we still choose to live in harmony. We live in love. 这个就是和睦同居的何等的美，何等的善。And that is what is so good and pleasant about dwelling together in unity. 那你看回诗篇133篇第二第三节，诗人用两个比喻来形容这个的和，即和睦共处，和睦同居。And so in Psalms 133, back in verse 2 and 3, the psalmist uses two different examples, kind of parables, to illustrate what it means to dwell in unity. 第一个就是第二节。And so the first example he gives us in verse 2, 他说这好比，那好比就是比喻的，是比较，是不是？是好似，是怎样？他用一个例子。And so as he said, it is like, and so saying it is like, that means he's making an example, he's making a comparison, he's showing that this is an illustration of his, what he's teaching. 这好比那贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上，流到胡须，又流到他的衣襟。It is like the precious oil upon the head, running down the beard of Aaron, running down the edge of his garments. 那可能你觉得油在一个人的头上跟和睦同居有什么关系？ And maybe you're thinking, what in the world? What does oil running down this guy's head have to do with unity? 咁啊，即系要了解先，这个亚伦是边个？ First, we need to know who is Aaron. 亚伦就是摩西的哥哥。Aaron is the brother, the older brother of Moses. 神就拣选摩西带领以色列，但是拣选亚伦做第一个大祭司，所以所有的祭司就有亚伦的即系出嚟。And so God chose Aaron to be the first high priest of Israel. And so the line of priests come from the Levites and from Aaron.
跟住呢，我哋睇到，因为佢到做呢个大祭司，神就要高抹佢，要佢成圣，要将佢分别出嚟，合神使用。
And so as a high priest, God had to anoint him, had to set him apart, had to sanctify him, and that he could be used in the service of God.
咁啊，亚伦就要入去至圣所去献祭，系属百姓嘅罪。
And Aaron had to go into the inner sanctuary to make sacrifice for the sins of the people.
咁变咗喺圣所至圣所，所有嘅器具都系要高抹，要成圣。
And all of the things inside of the inner sanctuary had to be sanctified unto God's use.
佢点样成圣呢？
And how did they sanctify the things?
佢系洗手啦，换衣服啦，洒血啦，同埋用油膏抹啦。
And so they would wash, they would change the clothes, they would use the blood to sanctify, and they would put oil on the head.
如果你睇利未记第八章第十二节系讲明，
and in Leviticus chapter 8 verse 12 it says,
又把膏油倒在亚伦的头上，膏他，使他成圣。
And he poured some of the anointing oil on Aaron's head and anointed him to consecrate him.
所以亚伦被膏抹，用油倒落佢嘅头。
到幾多我哋唔知。
And so they put oil on Aaron's head to consecrate him, to sanctify him, to set him apart for the Lord's use. But how much oil did they put? We don't know.
係咪倒成大樽？係咪倒幾滴啊？
Did they just give him a few drops, or did they put a whole barrel of oil on his head? It doesn't say.
但詩人喺度形容緊呢個嘅情況。
But the psalmist is illustrating this thing.
咁我諗到即係油喺個頭，跟住流落個須，跟住有須落去個衫度。
And so the oil is going from his head down to his beard, and from his beard down to his clothes.
你可以話個油係高沐佢由頭頂到腳板底。
And so you could say the oil has anointed him from the top of his head down to the bottom of his feet.
佢整個人是由这个油来膏抹。
And it's like an illustration, his whole body is being anointed.
那油是代表什么?
And what does the oil represent?
圣经里面油代表圣灵。
And in the Bible, the oil represents the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵在亚伦的整个人是膏抹他，将他分别出来。Sing, sing.
And so the Holy Spirit is then anointing Aaron, his whole being, separating him to be used for God's service, sanctified him.
咁啊，当我哋睇到呢样嘢，如果我哋和睦同居系好比亚伦，咁我哋系耶稣嘅身体，唔系亚伦嘅身体。
And so if we dwelling in unity is an example, Aaron is an example of us dwelling in unity. We're not part of Aaron's body, we're part of the body of Christ.
咁如果呢个系耶稣嘅油由头到尾，所有嘅肢体都系被呢个油膏抹嘅。
And so if it's the body of Christ and the oil coming down in all of the members of the body, then all of the members of the body are then anointed with this oil.
所以当我们是和睦同居的时候，有圣灵在我们当中，是膏抹我们大家。
And so as we dwell in unity, then the Holy Spirit then is dwelling in our midst and anointing us as the body of Christ.
这个油就有香气，
and the oil has a fragrant smell,
是一个悦人喜悦的，是欢喜的香气。
And it's a pleasant smell, and it brings pleasure,
令人舒服，令人吸引。
And it gives you a pleasant feeling, and it also is attractive.
So 呢个就系讲呢个油，我哋一家人里边都系和睦同居，系有呢个嘅美好嘅例子。
And so as we dwell in unity in Christ, it's given us this awesome illustration.
跟住第三节呢，俾第二个例子。
And then in verse 3, it gives us another example.
和睦同居是怎样?
What is it like to dwell in unity?
第三节说,又好比黑门的金炉降在锡安山。因为在那里有耶和华所定命定的福,就是永远的生命。
It is like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forever.
所以第二个例子就是系唔系用油，系用金门。
And so the second example is not using oil, it's using dew.
咁啊，呢个黑门就系黑门山，系以色列嘅最高嘅山。
And so here Mount Hermon is the hot.Tallest mountain in Israel.
咁系呢个高山由个金炉一路降落去耶路撒冷锡安山。
And so the dew of Mount Hermon as it settles down and descends all the way down to the Mount Zion, which is Jerusalem.
咁啊，金炉系咩啊
？And what is dew?
金炉就系朝早晨曦。那个露水出来，是不是?
And dew is in the early morning, the dew comes as the sunlight comes out.
露水呢就会滋润大地。
And the dew replenishes, refreshes the earth.
特别在旷野，在沙漠没有落雨的地方，
甘露呢就令到个地系有水分喎。
And especially in a dry, arid place where maybe there's no rain, the dew comes and it refreshes, it brings life, it brings moisture.
所以呢个甘露就系一种可以话系新鲜，系一种滋润，系一个嘅恢复力量。
And so dew represents freshness. It represents replenishing. It also represents that it's revitalizing the dried up life.
喺当我哋和睦同居嘅时候，主喺我哋当中系滋润我哋枯干嘅生命。是给我们可以有这个的重新得力的。
And as we dwell together in unity, what happens is our dried up souls become refreshed. We become new strength, renewed in our strength.
我们感受到神给我们是经历祂的滋润是舒服。
And as you experience the refreshing of the Holy Spirit in your life, it's a wonderful experience.
那教会应该是这样的，成为甘露，成为油，是滋润大家，令到大家有香气，令到大家是有这一种的重新的力。
And that's what fellowship in the body of Christ should be like, is as we minister together, you know, we are refreshed, we have this fragrant smell, it's appealing, and we're all being built up in the body of Christ.
可能一个人是病了，另一个人去为他煮饭，另一个为他 是清洁，有人帮他照顾仔女，有人安慰，有人是奉献钱，有人是为他祷告，是一个美丽的配合的。
Let's say somebody's sick and somebody goes to cook a meal for them, another one goes to clean the house, somebody else takes care of the children, another goes to comfort and offer comfort, and one sends money to support, another is there to pray, and all workingtogether as a beautiful picture of refreshing.
教会的关系经历是不是应该这样？
Isn't that what the church body life should be like?
我们是彼此服侍，彼此照顾，是散发主这个香气。
As we minister to one another, as we take care of one another, we release that fragrant smell of the Holy Spirit.
我们有圣灵在我们当中，是给我们可以有滋润，是有重新得力。
And then the Holy Spirit is in our midst and giving us His refreshing strength and His ability, His love.
我们看以弗所书第四章。
Look at Ephesians chapter 4.
第四章十一节十二节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11 and 12.
这个以弗所书第四章十一节十二节都是保罗是要形容我们教会这个和睦同居的另一方面。
And here Paul is going to illustrate dwelling in unity, another aspect of dwelling in unity in the church.
他说十一节说，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
And he gave some to be apostles,some pastors, prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers.
为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
For the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body of Christ.
那这个经文就是讲什么叫和睦同居。
And so I think this is showing us what it is to dwell in unity.
他说教会被建立有使徒，使徒就是十二个门徒出来，是教会十二个支柱，十二支柱。
And so the apostles, they were the disciples of Jesus Christ, they were sent out, the 12 apostles, and they're the pillars of the church.
他是写新约圣经给我们，是给我们教会这个基础。
And they wrote the New Testament, and it's a foundation for our faith.
跟住有先知，先知都是神感动启示，他讲出神的说话。有些新约圣经的书卷都未必是使徒写，但是神感动的先知，他写先知之话，是写出神的启示给我们，又是我们教会基础。
And there are prophets who wrote the Bible. Some of the New Testament books were not written by apostles, they were written by others, and they had the gift of
prophecy, God gave his revelation to them. They wrote it down in scripture. They gave it to us. It's the foundation for our faith. And so the church is built on this foundation. And then as they go out and evangelize and they bring people into the church, and if nobody's preaching the gospel, who will come into the church? And then as they come to Christ, then there's pastors and teachers who teach the word of God to bring them to Christ. In the Greek, pastor, teacher is one word. The meaning that the pastor is a teacher. But being a pastor doesn't mean that he's up above other people. And so as it says pastor, it should be like a shepherd, somebody who's taking care of the flock, who's nurturing. And so the pastor's job is to use the word of God to feed the sheep, to raise the sheep up, to nurture them in the word of God. And look in verse 12, as the ministers do their job, what is the result in verse 12? And in verse 12 it says, for the equipping of the saints. And so the ministers of the church, the pastors, they teach the word of God, build up the believers. And to equip the saints, if you believe in Jesus Christ, you're a saint. Because our sins have been forgiven. And so if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you are a saint. Do you see the little halos on people's heads? And so what are the saints being equipped for doing? And so equipping of the saints for what? For the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And so what it means is equipping the saints for the work of the ministry, that the work is being done by the saints. That means that you're loving each other, you're caring for each other, you're ministering to each other. You're using your gift to minister to one another. 牧师传道就是为养教导弟兄姊妹彼此建立. And so the pastor teaches the word of God, and the body then ministers to each other as a body. Time title. 这个就是以弗所书和睦同居的意思. And from Ephesians, that's what it means, dwelling together in unity. 我们是按照我们所得的恩赐，大家建立基督的身子. And so as we use the gifts that God gives us, we use our gifts to build the body of Christ. Edify the body of Christ. And you are the body of Christ. So, and so as we work together, we're building each other up, we're ministering, and we're
应该是为同一个目标.
And it should be for this common goal, right?
我们是服侍主耶稣，是为了耶稣，为了荣耀耶稣，
And as we serve Jesus, it should be to glorify Jesus, right?
我们不是要荣耀自己，不是要建立自己的世界，我们是要建立基督的身体。
And so we're here to glorify Christ and to uplift Christ, not to uplift ourselves, not to build our own kingdom.
我哋系要荣耀主耶稣 ，and it's to bring glory to Jesus Christ。你睇彼得前书四章十节十一节，我谂有啲人好熟。Look at 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 10 and 11. I think some of you know this verse very well. 彼得前书四章十节十一节 ，and 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 10 and 11. 各人要照所得的恩赐。彼此服侍，作神百般恩赐的好管家。As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. 若有讲道的，要按着神嘅圣言讲；若有服侍人的，要按着神所赐嘅力量服侍，叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀。原来荣耀权柄都是他的，直到永永远远，阿门。 If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that it all be done, all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. 感谢主，我们彼此服侍，彼此建立。我觉得是一个美好的，大家我们在要做百般恩赐的好管家。 We need to be using our gifts as good stewards to serve God. 我知道多人一起做好办好好好易办事，是不是好办事？是怎么说？人多好办事，是不是？So the more that work together, the easier it is to get the job done. 我哋教会有好多人一齐参与侍奉，有招待啊，有敬拜啊，有主一学啊，有小组组长，有团契，团契有唔同嘅岗位，有好几个团契。我哋有超过五十人系参与紧侍奉喺我哋教会。You know, in our church, we've got different people ministering in different capacities. We've got ushers, we've got a worship team, we've got Sunday school ministry, we've got small group leaders, and we've got different fellowship groups. And in the different fellowship groups, different people doing different things. And we have over 50 people in this church who are involved in ministry. 多唔多？大家一起彼此服侍，但系够唔够啊 ？Is it enough? As we minister, 系唔够，应该系所有人都系参与侍奉，用自己嘅恩赐彼此服侍。It should be all of us ministering, all of us using our gifts to minister to each other. 咁啊，我哋呢个暑假有啲年轻后生仔。就幫手裝修，你見到禮堂有多咗啲嘢，出邊又有啲地方有咗油啊，補咗窿啊，啲後生仔喺度即係話有心義務服侍教會。So this summer we've got some of the young kids out of school. They're not young anymore. I shouldn't say young kids. They're helping to, and you see some repairs around, some things added to the sanctuary, some painting going on, some patching of holes in the walls. 呢個都係一種服侍嘅， and that's also one type of service. 我哋上次母親節愛宴啊，差唔多120人嚟係咪？嗰日有好多人喺廚房幫阿師母一齊，有人係開台一齊照顧。And so almost 120 people in our Mother's Day love feast, and people helping Kitty in the kitchen, and people out here serving. 跟住完咗之後一齊收台，一齊拖地，一齊都係一種服侍。And then cleaning up afterwards, the tables and everything. That's a type of ministry. 咁我要承認我知錯，我做錯。我哋音樂團契音樂人。音乐查座呢踏入第四年，我们未建立一个义工队服侍音乐查座。 And I have to confess, I've committed a big sin. Our music cafe is now in the fourth year, and we still haven't set up a volunteer group to help with the music cafe.我哋音乐查咗每次举行系需要人哋开台，需要人哋预备膳食，需要人哋将啲膳食搬入嚟呢度，需要做招待、做陪谈啊，同人哋决志，跟住完咗之后收拾 洗地、清洁、清洁厕所、洗碗。
And so in our music cafe, every time we have it, we need people to set up tables, prepare the food, bring the food out here, be ushers, be counselors for people that pray to receive Christ, clean up afterwards, take down the tables, clean the floor, clean the bathrooms, clean the kitchen.
你想想如果爱言完了之后大家起身找人的我好吃好感谢住跟住下个礼拜回来的桌子在这里垃圾在这里没人执过你想不想再回来
Just think after a love feast if everybody just got done eating got up and left and then next week we came back and all the garbage and everything was still here would you want to come back again?
我哋有时谂住啊，理所当然啊，大家喺度一齐齐齐拍手，一齐做啊。咁但系如果冇人做，系咪
？And then we think sometimes, oh, let's all work together, you know, just serve. But then if nobody's there to work, then what are you going to do?
发现到需要建立一啲有责任心、肯委身义工团队。
And so we need to establish those who have responsibility, who are willing to be committed, to be volunteers, to work together, to do the work.
这些都是服侍的。另一种服侍都是很重要的。
There's another type of ministry that's very important.
祷告 prayer. 祷告是一种服侍。
And prayer is one type of ministry.
有关怀、探访
and then there's a visitation and caring for other people.
传福音、栽培、陪探
And how about sharing the gospel, doing discipleship, or being an altar call usher, an altar call ministry?
有辅导 How about counseling? 弟兄姊妹，教会需要大家善用你的恩赐。彼此服侍
And we need all of you to use your gifts to minister to one another.
我牧师以前经常跟我们说说牧羊人没办法生羊仔
My pastor used to always teach saying the pastor cannot give birth to sheep.
是羊健康羊是吃好草就是安乐就会自然生羊
But when the sheep are healthy, when the sheep have good grass to eat, when they're safe, then the sheep will produce sheep.
牧羊人的责任是要照顾羊，俾佢健康，有好草吃。
And the pastor's job is to make sure the sheep are taken care of, have good food to eat, and can grow.
跟住羊自己是会生羊仔。
And then the sheep will take care of them, and produce sheep.
所以我们的责任就是教导神的话语给大家认识跟着你们认识神的话语你带你家人回来带你工友回来带你朋友回来是让主是让更多人归向主
And so as a pastor my job is to teach the word of God that you can be built up and healthy and strong and then you bring your family you bring your friends you bring your co-workers to Christ as you do the ministry
弟兄姊妹，保罗用另一个嘅好搞笑嘅例子喺哥林多前书十二章。
Paul uses a really crazy analogy in 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
因为时间关系，我就俾你睇十二章十五节到廿一节。
Because of time, just look at chapter 12, verse 15 to 21.
在这里他说、或者脚对手说我不属于你我要分开或者耳对、眼说我不属于你或者全身体都是眼、全身体都是耳得不得、可不可以
And he's giving this whole example that maybe the foot says to the hand I'm not part of this body or the hand says to the foot I don't belong to this body or maybe what if the whole body was just nothing but eyes or what if the whole body was nothing but ears
他用一个很荒谬的方法描述我们基督的身体
And he's using a kind of ridiculous illustration to illustrate the body of Christ.
我们个都有不同的恩赐有不同 的、服侍岗位
We all have different gifts, we all have different areas that we should minister in.
我们是要彼此配合有些是讲话有些是 有远见睇到嘢。
Some of us have the gift of speaking. Some of us have the gift of seeing and having long-range goals.
有啲人有手嘅系服侍嘅恩赐。
Some people have the gift of using their hands to minister with their hands.
有啲人有个恩赐个脚啊，即系传福音，个脚系。高山是何等佳美
And as they preach the gospel and go across the mountains, their feet are beautiful.
有些人的恩赐就是不同我们一起用我们的恩赐彼此服侍彼此建立
And our different gifts, as we use our different gifts to minister and to bring glory to Christ.
我们求主让我们能够彼此服侍我这个月就经历到因为痛风的问题我大脚趾呢就是痛风发作整个几月都是未停止痛虽然吃药成什么都是又是行不到又是隔一隔下又是吃药又是睡觉床单嗨到都是痛到嗌救命穿鞋又要很小心一个脚入不到个鞋
For this last month or so I've been having trouble with gout in my big toe and you know you put a sheet on top of the toe it hurts like crazy you can't sleep try and put your foot in the shoe and it hurts and you go you know screaming you can't walk on it
我之前不会留意个大脚趾觉得有冇都冇所谓。
I never really paid any attention to my big toe, and I thought, you know, I don't need that big toe.
我觉得佢嘅用途冇乜嘢嘅，成日混住喺只脚里边，喺个鞋里边啊，臭崩崩嘅，都唔想人知嘅。
You know, I don't pay much, give much glory to my big toe. You know, it's always in my shoe. It smells in there. You know, I don't care about it.
但我发现到我大脚趾对我好重要。
But I've discovered that my big toe is important to me.
当我大脚趾痛，我全身都唔舒服。
And when my big toe hurts, my whole body hurts.
系咪？可能你觉得自己系一个大脚趾，或者脚趾尾。
Maybe you thinking of yourself that you like in the body of Christ, you're the big toe, or maybe you're the little toe.
你觉得自己冇乜作用，冇乜用。
Maybe you're thinking I have no gifts, I have no talents.
但系神话你有用，你有意思，神俾恩赐你。
But God says you have a gift, you have a talent, you have a purpose.
神系要使用你。God wants to use you. 神要使用你系建立教会。God wants to use you to build His church. 神要使用你系荣耀主。God wants to use you to bring glory to God.我们各人要用神所给我们的恩赐彼此服侍
And we need to use our gifts to minister to one another.
弟兄和睦同居何等佳美何等善何等美丽
And so as we dwell together in unity, how good and pleasant it is.
今日可能你在教会里面觉得又是因为服侍碰撞受过伤
Maybe today in the church, because you've tried to minister and you've had conflict and you've been hurt by that conflict.
可能你觉得放弃由得佢做，我唔参与。
And maybe you just want to give up and say, let them do it. I don't want to be a part of this.
但是神想呼唤你，学彼此包容，彼此宽恕。
But God's calling out today and saying, learn to forgive, learn to forbear, learn to accept.
主是要我们大家一起在主里面彼此服侍，是需要彼此宽恕，彼此包容。
And so to work together, we need to forgive each other and to forbear one another.
求主今天让我们可以有主的心。我一起祈祷 Let's pray 主耶稣我们多谢你你的教导给我们一个很清楚你要我们和睦同居合一你不想我们将耶稣的身体去分裂主要我们靠你给我们能够彼此宽恕彼此照顾求主将恩赐分给我们各位 愿意我们能够认识自己的恩赐，去用我们的恩赐彼此服侍，让耶稣得到荣耀，让教会兴旺。主，如果我们有伤痕，有受过伤，有遗缩，求主宽恕，求主拿走啲苦涩，让我们能够用爱心去成长，用爱心去包容，用爱心去继续侍奉主耶稣。我们多谢你听我们祷告，奉主名求。